All right, always great to have. I haven't spoken in a while. It's always good to kind of catch up a little bit with the fine supervisor of the town of Brookhaven. You know him well, Ed Romaine. Always a welcome addition on this program. Sir, how are you? I hope you're well.
Jay, I'm doing great. Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Mid-June, you know, we're seeing a lot of good signs here, Ed, right? The coming out and everything else, talking about that the last couple of weeks. The vaccinations are steady. How's Brookhaven Town doing with all this stuff?
Brookhaven Town is doing well. We're reopening. We've always been open for people to drop things off, but eventually we'll get open to all of Town Hall. Our senior centers are going to be back as of July 6th, open for seniors to come to all of our senior centers and rec centers. So we're doing well. Our pools and beaches are open. We have them staffed, lifeguards, etc. So we're doing well. But you know what? This pandemic left a mark on people. It's been a difficult 15, 16 months. And one of the reasons that I'm so happy to talk to you today is because we're helping the state. As you know, the federal government has given assistance for people behind in their rent and their utility bills that are of low to moderate income. So I wanted to just mention that and talk about how people could go about getting assistance, because this money should be used by people who need it, who are on hard times.
Really, that's what it's about right now. And listen, you know, everybody who went through this stuff, it has been a tough 15 months. You know, the struggles and everything else. You know, listen, and you guys are doing a good job with this stuff. And that's what it's about. It's about helping people right now get through this. You know, once they get through this and get them back in play again, hopefully a different story, but this is what it is. It's about, you know, helping those in need. Plenty out there, Ed, right?
Well, it's about helping people, and I want to at least make people who are renters in Brookhaven aware that the federal government and the state have emergency rental assistance. What does that mean? That means if you're low to moderate income and you've had trouble paying your rent or your utility bills over the past 12 months, beginning in March of 2020, there is assistance for you. There's a rental assistance that could be paid to the landlord, utility assistance that could be paid to the utility. The payments would be made directly to the landlord, and they're for people who rent apartments, who rent single-family homes, who rent single-room occupancies, accessory apartments. If you're behind, we can help you with that. We are advertising a state program where people can apply and get assistance, and that's what they need to get their head above water, so to speak.
Fantastic stuff. It is, it's about, you know, making an appointment and everything else. Now, this is, from what I was reading, this is open 7 days a week, right? You can apply online any hour of the day and open every day, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And you can apply online, and I'll give you two things to go to. One, this program is being run by the Office of Temporary Disability Assistance from New York State. So it's OTDA.NY.gov/ERAP. So that's OTDA.NY.gov/ERAP. EARP for Emergency Rent Assistance Program. Or you can call a number. You can call 844-617-3368. 844-691-7368.
There you go. And everything is on the website as far as, you know, everything you need to know. This program got underway, I think it was June 1st. And it's really a great program because, you know, you look at everything involved here, and really is. It's going to help a lot of people who really couldn't help as far as, you know, what occurred. So, you know, there's some stuff as far as restrictions and everything else you need to know about. But, you know, listen, folks, there's a lot of benefit to this program. And you know, rental arrears, payments, and everything else. Additional assistance, very, very key here as far as, you know, getting you out of a hole. There are plenty. And, you know, a lot of, you can't help it. You can't help. A lot of people couldn't help this. You know, you're trying to provide for your family. You're trying to put food on your table. And then you have the, you know, the rental situation that you're involved in. Listen, you know, you can't pay everybody. And that's what it comes down to. You got to take care of your families. So this is a very good program. Ed, how long is this going to run? Do we know?
This should run for the next few months. The state is running it, so I can't give you the cutoff date, but it's important because a lot of the people that are behind, through no fault of their own, a lot of us were told, stay home in the pandemic. Businesses shut down, restaurants shut down, a whole host of businesses shut down, and a lot of people who were depending on that paycheck could not make rent. Now, fortunately, the governor, understanding that, ordered that no one be evicted. Well, obviously, you've got to pay your bills. At some point, the government's going to help out because they understand that people had to stay home during the pandemic to shut down this virus. I mean, how many times have we had a pandemic? The last time was in 1918, 1919 with the Spanish flu. It's been over 100 years. So this is an emergency situation, but the government can help pay up to 12 months of rent and then 3 months moving forward can pay past due utilities, and the utilities were ordered not to shut anyone off, and the landlords were ordered not to evict anyone, but they're all owed and helping people who are of low to moderate income pay their rent, pay their utility for that time period when the pandemic is in. It's only fair. So please think about it. If you fall into this category, please think about applying.
This week it's open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll keep giving it out. And you'll hear Ed periodically with some PSAs and everything else recorded for this. Very important. 1-844-691-7368. That is going to get people out of a lot of apprehension as far as this is concerned. We know it weighs heavily. And, you know, this is a way the state and everything else has put these things in place to help. Ed Romaine with us. You know, speaking of the governor, now I've been critical, you know, regarding the restrictions and everything else. I thought it's been very slow, and especially here on the island, regarding positivity levels. You know, listen, people need to make a living here. Now, it does not help. You know, you got the unemployment, the extra 300. We know businesses are hanging on to deal life. They can't find anybody to work. That's the problem with a lot of these businesses. But, you know, it's the lessening of the restrictions and everything else. That's key. I thought it could have been done a little bit quicker. Nonetheless, you're seeing levels now, and, you know, you're going to have 100% in play here regarding capacity. How are you feeling right now at this point in time regarding all this stuff?
I'm feeling good. I still worry about this virus and the variants that are coming along, but I'm feeling good. The positivity rate is down very low, below 1%. We don't see that many new infections, but, you know, I am nevertheless worried and concerned. However, I think when school starts in September, if things are as good as they are now, I don't know if the kids should be wearing masks. I know there's a lot of housewives and mothers that are concerned that have written to me about their school district wearing masks. And that's, you know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, and I am concerned because I've seen some of the terrible things happen. I've lost some friends to this virus. We've just got to be cautious and careful. We're opening up the town of Brookhaven, our senior centers, etc., during this pandemic, to make sure our seniors had nutrition. We were delivering over 500 hot meals a day and continue to do that, by the way. So we're trying to rise to the challenge. I know it's a tough time for everyone, but I think we're finally, praying to God, we're finally coming out of this pandemic.
Seems to be, no question. You're seeing plenty of light now at the end of this very dark tunnel. And a lot of venues will be opening up. You know, we love the amphitheater. You know, Ducks games, you know, it's just good to see people out there, you know, watching games in and around over the weekend. The golf courses are now being filled, you know, it's just, it's a coming out party. It really is. So, you know, hopefully, and you know, you mentioned the schools, because that's been a back and forth. You know, I was reading where Hopog now will continue the indoor masks at the school level. You know, rallies in Smithtown last week. Parents, you know, getting mixed messages, CDC and everything else. You know, there's a little bit of confusion on what you're hearing from the top. You know, nonetheless, it's the end of a school year and the beginning of another one come the fall. And you hope everything is going to kind of play in as far as where these levels of infection, which are minuscule here, really minuscule. So you hope that continues. But, you know, you also hope that kids can have some of those freedoms that they once had, you know, because I think that's very important regarding the development, the educating and everything else. So important regarding the schools coming up, you know.
Absolutely. I think Sheldon will do a study at one time on the impact psychologically and on the learning capacity of the kids for this last 16 months. Because I got to tell you, it has to be tough on the teachers. It has to be tough on the parents, but equally tough on the students trying to learn. I'm sure it has had an impact on them.
Oh, that question. There is no question about it. So, you know, we wait and see as far as that is concerned, but it sounds like you got a lot of great things going in the town. It's been a tough road and everything else, but you know, people are getting the shots, businesses are doing their thing, and Main Streets are somehow reviving themselves in a very positive way.
We've got
final thoughts, sir.
Commerce, great downtowns, a lot of good shopping, a lot of good things for people to do. You mentioned the amphitheater, which is a wonderful venue that people should check it out and look at the upcoming shows. It's time to get together again. Hopefully this pandemic is in the rearview mirror and we move forward. But I will end by saying, if you have had a problem paying your rent or paying your utility bills because you're out of work or your hours were cut back, apply for this program. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
It's that good, folks. This is a great rental assistance program. And it can pay up to 12 months of past due rent or utility bills and up to 3 months of future rent. You can go to the Brookhaven website. That's www.brookhavenny.gov. And you could call 1-844-NY-1-RENT. That's 844-691-7368. Do not hesitate. Take advantage of this. It is really that good. Mr. Romaine, always a pleasure. And I look forward to the next time, my friend. Stay well and keep up the great work, all right?
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for getting the word out. You are always watching out for us. I appreciate that so much.
I appreciate you. Thanks again, Eddie. The great Ed Romaine.